Today we're building a moonlit jungle breakdown that flips into a switch-up warp in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those DNB arranging moves that can make a track feel way bigger than it really is. The idea is simple, but the execution matters a lot. In drum and bass, a breakdown is not just the quiet section. It is part of the groove language. It creates contrast, resets the listener's ear, and sets up the drop so the return hits with real force. For darker jungle rollers and neuro-leaning DNB, the best breakdowns still feel alive. You want ghosted drum fragments, low-end hints, atmosphere, and little rhythmic clues that keep the motion going even when the full energy pulls back. And the switch-up warp is where things get interesting. Instead of doing a standard breakdown into a clean, predictable drop, we're going to bend the listener's sense of momentum. That can mean a warped break, a pitch-smeared bass phrase, a halftime illusion, or a stretched atmospheric move that suddenly changes the emotional gravity of the track. In Ableton Live 12, this is especially effective because you can move fast between warp modes, clip envelopes, MIDI editing, resampling, and arrangement automation without losing the musical thread. So let's think like an arranger first. Start by setting up a clean 32-bar section in arrangement view. Don't just loop random ideas. Think in phrase blocks. Label the section like this in your head. Bars 1 to 8 are the breakdown, bars 9 to 12 are the switch-up warp, bars 13 to 16 are the pre-drop tension, and bars 17 to 32 are the main drop or second phase drop. That phrase clarity matters in DNB because even when the music gets weird, the listener still needs to feel the grid. DJs feel it too. If the phrasing makes sense, the transition feels intentional. At around 172 to 174 BPM, those 8-bar blocks breathe naturally. For a darker tune, I like leaving the first couple of bars of the breakdown a little more open, so the atmosphere can expand before the twist arrives. That empty space is not dead space. It is tension space. Now, instead of muting the drums completely, build the breakdown around a filtered memory of the groove. That is a much stronger DNB move. Duplicate your main break or drum bus onto a new audio track and carve out a breakdown version. You can use a simpler, an audio effect rack, or direct clip editing, but the key is to leave behind rhythmic fingerprints. A few stock devices are doing the heavy lifting here. Auto filter is great for stripping the top end. EQ8 can tame resonances and soften the snare bite. Hybrid reverb or standard reverb can give the section a dark, controlled room. And echo can add little pitch wobble tails that feel like debris floating behind the beat. A solid starting point is a low-pass filter somewhere around 200 to 450 Hz with a little resonance, not too much. On the reverb, keep the decay moderate, maybe around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, and keep the wet amount modest. For atmosphere, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz so the low end stays disciplined. If the drum bus needs it, only a tiny bit of glue compression, just enough to hold it together, not squash it. The point here is not silence. The point is memory. A faint kick, a ghost snare, a chopped hat, a little break residue. Those details keep the breakdown connected to the groove while still making room for tension. Next, let's make the moonlit character show up in the sound design. A great trick is resampling. Take a short bass tail, a pad stab, a textured hit, or even a little fragment from your own project. Then drag that into an audio track and warp it so it feels a bit unstable, like light reflecting on dark water. For tonal material, Complex Pro is usually a good choice. For more grainy ambient movement, texture can be great. Beats works well for break material when you want transients to stay more defined. And if you want a cleaner stretch, Complex is fine too. The goal is to make the layer drift slightly, not to completely destroy it. A good workflow is to create a 1-bar or 2-bar atmospheric loop, warp it, then offset a few markers so it does not sit perfectly on the grid. Add a small transpose move down 3 to 7 semitones if you want a more nocturnal feeling. You can also add a tiny bit of chorus ensemble or delay if it needs width. That gives you the moon fog layer, the kind of subtle ambience that makes the breakdown feel cinematic instead of empty. Now for the main event, the switch-up warp. This is the moment where the track tilts sideways. You have a few strong options here, and the best version is often a hybrid of more than one. First option, a break warp flip. Take a chopped break layer, set it to beats warp mode, and play with transient preservation and segment length so it still feels musical but more chopped and rephrased. Then automate a sudden change in clip start, position or warp marker placement right at the end of bar 8. Try preserving 1/16 or 1/8, keep transient strong, and make sure the level stays controlled. Second option, a bass phrase warp. Bounce a reese or bass stab to audio, then warp it in Complex Pro. Automate a brief pitch drop or a formant-like smear using transpose and filter movement. You can also drop the phrase into a half-time feel for one or two bars so it feels like the track briefly loses traction before it snaps back. Third option, an atmosphere warp into impact. Take a pad or noise layer, switch it into texture mode, increase the grain size a little and let it smear into something spectral. Then automate a filter sweep into a reverse-style swell. This is especially effective if you want that haunted, cinematic reset before the drop. The strongest ENB version usually combines all of that in some way. Maybe the break fragments keep the rhythm alive, while the bass or texture creates the emotional tilt. That balance is what makes the switch-up feel like a mutation instead of a gimmick. One thing to remember, the switch-up does not need to be loud to be effective. It needs contrast. Try a snare ghost fill in bar 8, beat 4. Try one bar of bass silence followed by a warped answer. Try a reversed break hit leading into bar 9, or try a sudden half-time percussion feeling for two bars, before re-accelerating. That kind of phrasing gives the listener a real sense that the track has turned a corner. Now let's talk about call and response, because advanced ENB composition lives here. Ask yourself what is speaking, what is answering, and what is staying quiet. During the breakdown and switch-up, one layer can lead with a filtered break stab, an atmosphere swell, or a bass ripple, and another layer can answer with a snare ghost, a sub pulse, or a high-passed effects tail. In Ableton, keep your sub on its own track so you can control it surgically. Utility is very useful here. You can narrow the bass in the breakdown and then open it back up in the drop. Auto filter on the bass can create that breathing effect. And if you are working with MIDI bass, sometimes only one or two notes is enough, with long rests between them. The space is part of the design. A nice transition idea is a subpulse on the root note for 1/8 or dotted 8th notes, a re-stab hitting off the beat or the last two beats of bar 8, and a snare fill that ramps in velocity from around 70 up to 110 over one bar. That kind of movement makes the ear feel the tension rising without needing a huge arrangement change. Now, one of the biggest mistakes in ENB breakdowns is leaving too much low end in place. If the breakdown is still carrying too much bass energy, the drop will feel smaller when it returns. So automate your low-end discipline carefully. Use utility on the bass bus and pull the width down in the breakdown, maybe somewhere between 0 and 40%, then bring it back to full width at the drop. Use EQ8 to keep the atmospheres clean. You can even automate a slight filter opening before the drop, so the music feels like it is inhaling. And a little saturation ramp across the transition can add perceived density without actually making the mix muddy. On the drop return, restore the full mono sub, wider mids, stronger drum attack, and less reverb tail than you had in the breakdown. That contrast is what sells the whole section. The fill itself should feel engineered, not random. Use drum rack, simpler, or chopped audio to create a bar or half-bar fill that twists the groove in a controlled way. Think snare flams, quiet rim hits, microwettis from your break, a tom or metallic hit panned a little, maybe it a short reverse cymbal or reverb tail. Group those into a rack if needed, map a macro to snare decay or filter cutoff, and if you want a little extra grit, drum bus can help. Keep beat repeat subtle if you use it. One beat or half beat stutters are enough. You do not want it to sound like a glitch template. You want it to sound like a purposeful mutation. Place that fill exactly on the phrase turn. Usually that means the last beat of bar 8, or the last half of bar 12 if you are extending the warp section. In jungle-influenced music, a well-placed break fill can feel like a doorway. Then comes the re-entry, and this is where a lot of producers miss the opportunity. Do not just unmute everything all at once. Reveal the layers and stages. For the first one or two bars of the drop, bring back kick, snare, and a trimmed bass hook. Then add the full bass movement and top break energy. Then bring in ghost notes, fills, and extra syncopation. That staged release gives the drop a stronger narrative. It feels like the music has locked back onto the rails after drifting through the warp. A short filter open on the bass at the first downbeat can help. A reverb throw on the final transition snare can make the handoff feel bigger. A one-bar mute stop on the sub right before impact can make the return hit harder. And layering a transient heavy drum sample under the first hit of the drop can add real punch. If the breakdown was moody and unstable, the drop should feel decisive and locked in. A few advanced coaching ideas here are worth keeping in mind. Think in energy vectors, not just layers. Ask what is moving forward, what is freezing, and what is slipping sideways. If every element is doing the same motion, the section will feel flat even if the sounds are good. Also, use one anchor element. Keep a tiny recurring detail across the breakdown and warp, like a hat tick, a subtail, a vocal grain, or a reversed break hit that gives the listener a reference point while everything else mutates around it. And let the silence be rhythmic. Sometimes a one-beat or half-beat void before the warp is more powerful than adding another fill. That gap becomes part of the drum pattern. It also helps to test the whole section at low volume. If the atmosphere, the fill, and the re-entry still read clearly when it is quiet, the arrangement is strong. If it only works when it is loud, the contrast is probably depending too much on volume instead of structure.